Hello again. Once again, find that comfortable position, preferably laying down, which often helps the relaxation process. And as you find that comfortable position, please remember that this recording, like other self-help recordings, is not a replacement for medical diagnosis or treatment. This recording should not be used by those with any emotional illness or disease, or personality disorder. Any concerns about any aspects of your health should be discussed first with your medical doctor, as should any concerns you may have about listening to this recording. You should also know that this recording should not be listened to in a moving vehicle, or while operating machinery of any description. Also ensure that your environment is safe, just as you would before retiring for the night. And know too that if, while listening to this recording, an emergency should arise, then you can and will bring yourself back to full awakened consciousness totally and deal with the emergency safely. While listening to this recording, you can at any time end this session by simply counting from 1 to 5 in the quietness of your thoughts, and on the count of 5 gently open your eyes and become fully wide awake. Take a few moments to be comfortable and still. Nothing expected or needed. Just your time for you to be comfortable, to become ever more relaxed and still, doing nothing but listening to the sound of my voice. In these moments only you matter. Nothing else matters, only you. In this moment, your special moment of quiet time and reflection. In this quiet time, take time for you just to be thoughtful, or simply to let your mind wander wherever it will. But your subconscious mind will always be aware of the sound of my voice. The familiar sound of my voice will always be with you in this time, no matter where your thoughts wander, or wherever they drift to. Or they may just follow the sound of my voice in that comfortable, relaxed, familiar way in which you have listened to in the past. Whatever is right for you at this time is all that matters. So finding that comfortable position, allowing yourself to become more comfortable as you relax more and more easily, allowing the breath to come and go as it always has. And each breath brings with it a calming comfort and well-being. Each breath bringing comfort and well-being to you in this moment. As your muscles relax and you become more comfortable, your joints and organs and glands find their own way to let go of any remaining tension or tightness, however slight, all easily and in their own way, simply letting go in that way that is right and easy in this quiet, comfortable time. And your nerves also begin to relax and slow down too, the nerves simply calming and quietening throughout your entire body, encouraging even more calmness in both mind and body. And as you continue to listen to me, it can be interesting to notice the calmness and peacefulness developing within. Calmness in your thoughts, comfort in your body, relaxation in thoughts and feelings. And this comfort and calmness seeps gently and easily into the deepest part of you, a seeping calmness into every muscle and gland, into your thoughts and feelings, into your core inner being, that part of you that knows who you are, what you have achieved, and what your real great potential is. And as this seeping of calmness and comfort touches every part of you, you are able to recognize that you truly are an amazing individual, a being with great potential, gifts and skills, and realizing that whatever your journey has been, you are successful, because you are in this moment listening, relaxing, breathing, thinking and responding. And regardless of your journey in life, you are continuing to work through issues, overcome problems, sourcing solutions, applying thoughts and actions and much more, and all through the gentle cooperation of mind and body. In this present time, it is interesting to notice that we often allow ourselves to inspect our perceived inabilities, our perceived flaws, at a microscopic level. Isn't it interesting that we sometimes, or at times all too often, allow ourselves to look so closely at our problems and life's issues, our insecurities and self-doubts, in a detail that a microscope would be hard-pressed to beat? But now I want you to turn away from that microscope of criticism and self-doubt, and to use the telescope of the past. Take a few moments looking back in the past, this time using a telescope to see far away distant times in life. And there are many times of success, and happiness and well-being, and of achievement. And there are also times of self-doubt and uncertainty. But through the telescope of time, you have the safety of time and space to see that whatever was going on then, whatever challenges and self-doubts you had then, have been overcome. Back then you learned new ways of thinking, learning, coping and behaving. And back then you might too have had the microscope of criticism with you then. Or it might be a recent thing, but almost certainly it was with you back then too. Perhaps not recognized as it is now, but present all the same. And through this telescope of time, you can see the challenges were overcome, the doubts of the then, all the successes and the familiarities of the now. And the time you are in now, will it sometime in the future be the telescope time of the past? There will be a time when you look at this time, these moments just in the same way. You are looking back to the past now. So what can you learn from this beneficial telescope time? Well, you can learn that nothing stays the same. Worries, anxieties, fears or concerns ever remain the same. Whether it is a social issue, or an anxiety, and a confidence issue, or an important interaction with another person, whatever there is in the present, it will soon be in the past. So for now, put away the telescope of time, and bring yourself back to this time. And importantly, put away the microscope of criticism and take a few steps back and see what you have now. See the whole picture of your life, the success, the relationships, the achievements, the knowledge, the ability to interact and to laugh and play and to be professional and sure in yourself. No one else has a telescope into your life or a microscope of this time in your life. These are yours, secret, secure, and only available to you. And yet you can use them both successfully by using them in a different way. Use the microscope to target specific issues to resolve, not as a mechanism to self-criticism. Target issues one by one. See the whole issue. And for some it may be an inner feeling of unsurety or lack of confidence. For another it may be a feeling of not being in total control. But balance these thoughts and any others with the reality, not the perception, but the reality that you are able to change and adapt. You have a successful history of changing and adapting. You have seen through the telescope of time that you have met challenges and you have moved on many, many times before, and you will do so again. So focus on one issue and see it in perspective. Step back from the microscope and see it in its true context. See it as just an issue in your life. An issue which, like thousands of previous issues over the years before it, which will be overcome also. And the benefit you have now, that you didn't have back then, was experience. You have lots more life experience and success now than you did in the past. You have an armory of experience to deal with issues. Your intellectual and emotional growth allows you new avenues of solutions to explore, new skills to use in problem solving. You now have a different way of looking at things than you did in the past. So the telescope of time can be used to reinforce the fact that you have learned and moved on, and you are continuing to learn and move on and to do it well. No matter your upbringing or circumstances, you are the person you are now through education, life skills, determination, resolution, professionalism, and much more. So when you look at problems and successes, look at them all in context. Know that you are moving on and using that great power you possess, your conscious and subconscious mind, which can help you with whatever challenges present themselves, can resolve self-limiting beliefs and bring solutions, and can help you to live your life the way you want to live it, and to do it successfully, and all through the power of your mind. So now be aware of the telescope of time. Use it to reinforce yourself now, to be resolute, confident, and sure, with the comfortable knowledge that you can move on, that you can overcome problems and melt away self-doubt, and build self-confidence, allowing yourself to simply be comfortable in this special time. And you will find you can be more assertive, more focused, more confident, no matter where you are, whatever you are doing, ensuring the knowledge as a successful person with a history of success behind them, you will continue to move on more easily and comfortably, now and into the future, using not only these new learnings and understandings, but recognizing and using the wealth of positive resources and knowledge and achievements you have from the past, so that both can help you to feel more comfortable and confident now and in the future. So as you follow the sound of my voice, bringing yourself back to this time, this place and this room without effort, and on the count of 10 you will open your eyes and be fully wide awake, and you will feel relaxed and confident and determined, having taken this important step on this pathway of new beliefs, and it feels right, and it feels good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Gently open your eyes, take a deep breath, be fully wide awake. Waggle your fingers and toes and stretch and feel good. And session ends.